Listen up, Survival Life is giving away free credit card knives, exclusively to our listeners. Visit FreeCovertKnife.com. Get your knife free. Just pay shipping and handling. It's a $29.95 value. FreeCovertKnife.com.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're going to be taking your calls throughout the next hour. The Obama phone lady is back in Austin with us, working on Obama Deception 2. She'll be in studio with us coming up in the next segment. Eric in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, Alex, this is Eric. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear.
Thank you, sir. I'm 21 years old. I'm in Texas, and I just recently went through a motorcycle accident on January 2nd. And I didn't really believe people when they told me healthcare was going down until I actually went through it. And it just amazes me how bad it's gotten.
Well, America is turning into a third world country. How was the experience bad?
Well, I was in a coma at first, and when I came out of it, I literally broke three parts of my skull, my face, my nose, my femur, and my pelvis. Mm-hmm. And I was begging for over an hour and a half of water my first day out of the coma, begging for water. Finally, I had to throw my water cup at the window to a nurse that was literally 10 yards away. And just the way that people treated me, like, they treated me like I was useless and that I was nothing. They kept trying to give me these blood thinner shots, but my neurologist said not to give them because I had a brain bleed. But they would bring multiple nurses in and try to force them on me.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, is it's such a big bureaucracy, and now they teach more and more. There's two conflicting systems, the old Hippocratic Oath of Hippocrates versus the death panel model, that anyone who's hurt is basically worthless to the system, especially if you don't have a giant insurance policy or you're not raining cash on them. And it varies hospital to hospital, but this has been done by design, and it's only going to get worse. And the death panels are all confirmed, and the average authoritarian that calls themselves a liberal says, yeah, let's kill all the infirm. That's how we'll get more money for us. That's how we'll get more welfare money. Well, the vets don't get good care. Only the, illegals are getting the care right now in the welfare system. They get preferential treatment, put it to you that way, because they're needed as the incentive to draw more people here to be slaves. They'll all be annihilated as well. Thank you, Eric. Let's go to Phil in FEMA Region 3. Go ahead.
Alex, pleasure to talk to you, sir. Thank you.
Nice to talk to you. Go ahead.
All right. I wanted to just, for everybody's benefit, let you know a personal story of how I became a member. I was actually down at a bar, and somebody had written in Sharpie on the bathroom door, Infowars.com. I said, what's that? And have been a member ever since. So, I just ordered 500 business cards and a couple hundred of the bumper stickers. So I think maybe more folks should do that. It's all fine and well to have a conversation with somebody, but it would be nice to have something to leave them with to remember. So
I agree with you. We have an area on InfoWarsStore.com of bumper stickers, magazines, business cards that have InfoWars.com on them at cost, so people can buy those from us at cost and then give them out to friends and family. It's a great outreach. So thank you so much for that support, sir.
Exactly. And one more thing, if I may.
Yes, sir.
Being in FEMA Region 3, we're a high military center. I'm a veteran myself, and I just wanted to give you a quick story about my experience with the VA. After separating from the Special Operations community, waited over 9 months to get my first appointment. Probably the worst time of my life, tough transition, and I was depressed. So after about a year, I get into, the mental health side, and they prescribe me some antidepressants, which you have to taper onto to build up in your body and then taper off of when you're going to stop. You know, a few months later, it came time for my follow-up. They canceled my follow-up and would not renew my prescription. So I'd gone, you know, several months of building up on this particular...
Wait, I'm going to come back to you. Obama Phone Lady's going to be here, but if you can hold, I want people to hear this story because I've been told this by other troops. They will take you right off a serotonin reuptake inhibitor, which on record can make you have a psychotic break. I want to hear what happened to you. So recap it. Tell the rest when we go to call. Stay with us. Obama Phone Lady in studio.
It seems that everywhere you turn to these days, people are talking about the health benefits of silver. But don't be fooled into believing all silver is the same. Only one silver solution has been clinically shown to be hundreds of times stronger than colloidal or ionic silver. That's supernatural silver. It can be used internally as a powerful immune system enhancer to fight off bacteria and viruses. Supernatural silver can be used topically to treat any type of wound or skin issue. It's even gentle enough to be used on the ears, eyes, and sinuses. And unlike harsh drugs and antibiotics, supernatural silver has no side effects. Available as a liquid or a gel that you can use every day to stay healthy and well. To experience outstanding customer service and to place your order, visit supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver. Only at supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Edward Grew. It took me 20 years of searching the globe to find the deposit of the highest purity iodine available. The new Survival Shield X2 is mined from 7 to 10,000 feet below the earth in pristine, environmentally clean conditions. The iodine crystals we use are extracted from an ancient 300 million plus year old deposit deep in the earth. It's the strongest nascent iodine on the market today. It delivers 650 micrograms per drop. Experience the new formula. Experience the ancient purity. Shield your family. Survival Shield X2, available now at InfoWarsLife.com.
X2 from InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
War on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Monday through Friday, we're here live, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. Back weeknight, 7 o'clock Central, with InfoWars and Nightly News. I am your host, Alex Jones. Don't forget, we also have the live Sunday show, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Last week, it was David Knight sitting in doing a great job. I'll be here this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Well, I got to know her. There was a video that got seen more than 10 million times in different versions online. That'll be 3-4 years ago now. We can pull the date up in a moment. And then it aired on CNN, Fox, all over the world. Not even so much that people were making fun of her, in that she was an interesting, funny lady. And so I put out a bounty of thousands of dollars for whoever could find the identity of the Obama phone lady. And we'll play a clip of that, the full clip, here in just a few minutes. Michelle Dowery, the Obama phone lady, is back in studio with us because the Obama Deception 2 has turned out to be a film 5 years in the making. That's why I've never released it, because it just continues to tell the whole story, the whole saga, a story of collectivism, a story of betrayal, bigger than Obama. It shows how the Republicans are working with them, how they're controlled by these corporate interests that are engaged in psychological warfare on basically a helpless population, because it's so sophisticated but also so simple at the same time. So Michelle is here with us today in studio from Cleveland, Ohio, to tape again for Obama Deception 2, where we can see her over the years as her views on Obama began to change, because we talked to her. She was here a year ago now, almost a year ago, and we're going to see now how they've changed even more. And so she's here with us in studio, killing two birds with one stone, again here taping for Obama Deception 2, but also in studio with us. I hope you had a good trip here to Austin.
Yes, I did. It was very lovely and relaxing.
But it's roasting hot outside.
Yeah, compared to what we got in Cleveland, it's like 70 degrees there. Came here, it's like about 80 or 90, so it made me feel different. It made me want to go back and get in the water.
I hear you. I want to go get in the water.
Yeah.
I wish you go to Barton Springs today.
Yeah, that sounds good.
It's 68 degrees, though.
I don't care. I can get
spring fed. Okay, good, good.
I can swim like a fish.
Good. Maybe we should. That's it. We'll go. We'll take Obama phone, lady. I wanted to take her somewhere. You got a swimsuit?
Yeah. I got a swimsuit.
You brought one.
I brought one. I just wanted to get on the air and make me look pretty, and then I can go look real rough.
Okay, guys. Somebody needs. I had my backpack in my car, but I took it out. So it's at my house. It's sitting on the dining room table. Someone needs to go right now to my place, probably Buckley, and bring my blue backpack. That's perfect for the new Obama film. We'll go to Barton Springs.
All right. Sounds good to me.
Oh, my gosh. It's going to be awesome. You ready to go swimming?
I'm ready to jump in the water.
Hey, what do you think if a 9-year-old kid goes to the public pool that has lifeguards and everything without their parents, the parents go to jail now?
I think that sucks. Because if I drop my kid off at the pool and lifeguards are there, you know.
That's a police state.
Yeah.
What about if you live across from the park and you send your 7, 9, 10-year-old, 7-year-olds, parents have been arrested, 9-year-olds, 10-year-olds, and then they take their kids because their child plays across the street at the park?
I think that sucks.
Does that sound like Land of the Free, Home of the Brave?
Yeah.
Because that is directly a liberal nanny state movement to do that. It sounds like a big prison to me.
Yeah, that is. Because, you know, so in certain parts of America, you got different laws and rules.
But see, it's not a law. They just say, we have decided that endangered the child.
Oh, no.
It's a blank check.
Mm. Wow, that sucks.
You know, your kid's 5 pounds overweight. We're going to take your kid from you. Now, they start with cases where the kid's 200 pounds overweight. But see, once the president's sent, Obama phone lady, what happens?
Well, you know, now with this president stuff, it's a lot of junk going on.
People haven't seen the footage of you yet. Maybe we should take you shooting, actually. Would you rather go shooting or swimming at Barton Springs?
I'd rather go swimming. But I might shoot some stuff up now. If you let me just get it in.
No. Wait a minute. I just had an idea. I kept wondering what I wanted to do when you came to town. I got busy. Didn't think about it. You're flying out tomorrow, aren't you?
Yeah.
How about I just give you a bigger stipend, and can you guys stay a couple more days? Maybe I'll take you shooting?
Yeah, that's what I love. I know I love that shooting. You know I do. Am I going to be able to go in the room with the guns today?
You want to touch the 50 cals?
Oh, you already know. And I get to be able to shoot them, I'll stay a week. It's something that you never did.
Does Harvey want to?
You know Harvey does. Oh, look at me with that pistol. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Yeah, that sounds.
Sounds like you're ready to become a libertarian to me.
I am. I was wondering if you're going to ask me to live here and be on the radio station. Come on down to the Alex Jones Show.
Oh, my goodness. I don't know. We might have too much fun if you did that.
I want to get on that radio because I like to talk, you know? And I'm a good talker. I know how to translate and help out on some things. When I'm working, I can leave the cooking business away. took me to the new heights in Texas, Austin, Texas, on the Alex Jones Show. Here I am.
Well, see, that's what it's all about, the American dream. And that's what government sells, that it will give you that dream. Are you aware of the fact that they're cutting off the health care to most of the troops, including Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs retires, been coughing up blood for a year. He can't get into the VA. They keep changing the appointment. But if you come in from Honduras, nothing against those people, but you get red carpet treatment. Why do you think that is, and what's your take on it?
I think that sucks, too, because this man didn't serve the country. That's the one you're talking about with spitting up the blood. Then serve the country, VA, or whatever.
How about you go shooting with him?
Ooh, me and him will make some rounds out, at least 48, before I leave. And I know he got a lot to push out to, boy. Me and him will get it going on. Yeah. You know we need it. Where he at? Is he coming?
Tell me about the Obama phone.
Oh, man. I'm asking you now, can you help me with a phone? I'm tired of Obama pushing buttons. I want a real clock internet phone today.
So that, well, you know, they're actually giving iPhones to the illegals. You don't get one of those.
No, I don't get one of those. I work now.
Why do you think, let me ask you a question, why do you think they're getting preferential treatment?
Why do I think that? Because people ain't paying into it? Or people not voting for it? Is that why?
Well, you had said that you, I mean, give me your take on Obama. Do you feel betrayed by him?
Yes, I really do. I'm not going to lie. I really do, because it's like I'm sitting here with you, Alex Jones. And if you tell me something, you're a man. You got your business. You got this beautiful studio. Why would you leave me wrong just to get you a TV show? No, it don't work like that. Here I am a year later, and I'm still waiting to get a check, a welfare check. Guess what? I went to the shelter since I left here because I didn't have nowhere to live. Me and my two kids. So I got a job, and I work now, $8.50 an hour, 15 to 20 hours a week. My check every week, $145. So I pay rent $250, light and gas on a budget. How was I going to make it? You know? And here it is. I wanted to email him. That's why I want to get a phone, because I'm going to email Obama myself. If you look at your wife on the internet, I'm right up under her. And here I am, help you get in president. This is what this stuff that I don't like. I help you get in. And what can you help me at? I can't even email you and tell you I'm in the shelter. Obama phone lady in the shelter? I got to get her up out of here.
Well, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I was.
Well, we tried to help you out pretty good for coming down.
And not only that, just by you sending me, I didn't have a kitchen floor in my house. Harvey, they put a floor in. You had to buy the wood and the materials, because I make $145 a week. So by me working with two kids, it's been kind of hard. I lived in that house. Last time I was here, I bought a house when I went back for $4,000. And it was, you can imagine what $4,000 to give you a house almost abandoned. No windows, no floors, no sinks. So we had to use all the appliances upstairs. Here I am, as I got 40 a year ago, I could walk. Like when I seen you couldn't walk, now I'm in the same boat, my knee. So they wanted to do surgery. I was at 270. He said he got to leave us to 240. I didn't get to 240, so I'm disabled. Here I am applying for disability, and I'm working. People say, are you crazy? No, I'm real.
Well, you know, because of Obamacare, they don't give people 40-hour jobs anymore, really. They cut almost everybody down to 30, 20 hours. You're saying the job you have, you can't even get more hours?
I can't get no hours. I can't walk. I can't stand on my leg that long. So they gave me I work at an Alpaw paying like 4 hours or 5 hours a day. Every Thursday, I pick up a check $140, $135 a week. But by me,
how are you supposed to live like that? But imagine. Imagine. Because it is discriminatory. The veterans are being put on secret death panels.
Yes.
There's a tax on poor people on their payrolls in Obamacare.
Right.
And Obama held out when people say, I can get a free car, a free house. Thank you, Mr. President. A lady crying, you know, she says, I've been living in a car. We need a house. Remember that lady in Florida?
Right.
He didn't help her.
No, he didn't.
So my issue is, it's the holding out the hope when it's a fraud.
Right. It really is a fraud.
We're going to skip this network break. Obama phone lady is here with us in the studio. I just want to speak to the fact that it's like the lottery ticket idea or the idea of the get-rich-quick schemes. They've taken the prosperity away from America. All people want a factory job or a service job that'll pay a livable, you know, wage, but they devalue the dollar. They set up an economic system. They put taxes in to break poor people to the fact of pushing them on to the welfare rolls, and that's a plan called Cloward and Piven.
Mm.
to make it impossible to be able to make a living, to force you to collapse and to go on welfare so they control you.
That's true.
But then you can't even get on the welfare anymore because you are yesterday's folks that helped get Obama in and the Democrats and the Republicans as well in many cases. Now they've got all of Central and South America.
Right.
And just like they sucker the troops in to join, they're going to get college and health care, which they don't end up getting.
Right.
Again, this is all about suckering the next group. It's called pimping.
Pimping. You're right.
With a double D, a double dose.
Yes, you're right. They pimped us. They pimped us. Just like last year when I was out there and Obama, working for Obama, and Aronimy was right there. They pimped me. The man who got me on the video, he pimped me. I got over 100 million viewers and I ain't get a dollar. But thank God for you, Alex. Because if it wasn't for you and that man at Walmart, wouldn't be at where I am today. And I thank you for that because I never flew.
Well, if we had more, we'd give you more than $4,000.
But I thought that's good enough. $4,000 enough for me. It's better than what I had. I'm coming.
We're going to budget in. If you can stay till like next Tuesday, we'll just make it $5,000.
I'll be here $5,000.
How's that sound?
You got it. I'm staying.
And that's our great listeners out there.
And listeners, I want you to know it's not even the money. It's just trying to get somewhere right. And that's what it is. Because what they belligerently told me, a year and a half, man, I could change the street black to yellow. I'm the president.
No, I know. You offered to come down here for free last year if I paid for the ticket. And then I said, well, let's see. And once you got down here and you told me how you were working jobs, cleaning houses.
Oh, man.
You're showing me
the worst so since
you pictures of it and stuff. And how you couldn't take care of your kids and stuff and didn't want to go on welfare. I said, let me help you a little bit. Because the media will spin it and say, oh, she's there criticizing the Lord and Savior Obama because Alex Jones is paying her to do that.
No,
I'm simply trying to pay you for your time. That's what we do.
Right. And then, Alex, I really want to tell you about this because I had so many traumatic things come to me to get here. Now, I worked a job. They told me 90 days I could just write in a request book and get 2 days off. And I hope you're listening, job, because I'm on TV telling it like it is. I sit down with you and I told you I'm flying out Wednesday. How are you going to put me on the schedule for Thursday? Come on now. And I put it in the request book. So now that it's in the request book, or I told you that I'm flying out Wednesday, going, everybody at the job know. She got me on the schedule Thursday. So by me being and praying to God, I had to call her Tuesday and request Thursday off.
Well, I don't want to get you in trouble.
No.
When are you supposed to be back?
Thursday, next week.
Oh, good.
Week off.
Off. Can we change your plane tickets to Tuesday?
Yeah. As long as you do the paperwork, I can't.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I'll go back Tuesday, no problem.
I got a bunch of callers here. One of them is a former Special Forces guy who they tried to put on psychotropics and then took him right off of them. I want to take some phone calls because they've been holding. Phil's still there, right, John? Fantastic. We're going to go to him coming up at the bottom of the hour in about 10 minutes. So stay there, sir. We're not disrespecting you having you on hold. We're going to go to you. And then Tyler, Dr. McCoy, Michael, Joel, and others. My issue here is I wanted you to come to town and because I had no idea what you were going to come, what you were going to say. A listener met you in Walmart, said Alex Jones put a bounty out for a couple $1,000, whoever could find you to get you on air. And then you came down here, and I didn't promise anything, but then I ended up trying to help you just because it was your time. But with Obama, but it's not that big of a deal. My point is, I'm explaining that with Obama, he did hold out that it was going to be milk and honey. Yeah. Everything was going to be great. And since he's been in, and the Republicans are involved in this as well, but he's the great closer. He's the great seller. He's the guy getting away with it, making it look liberal and nice. They have given tens of trillions of dollars in tax-free banker bailouts to mainly foreign banks and people like Warren Buffett.
Right.
Okay. So imagine if they'd have just given that money to citizens, which is immoral because then people can start voting to rob the other group. It's wealth transfer. You're only supposed to help those that are really in trouble, not help them because they vote for you. But let's just say, so it was nonpartisan. Every American got a check for $20,000. That would have been less money than they gave the bankers in the first round of bailouts.
Mm-hmm.
They would have spent that buying cars, paying rent, buying food, making the economy go. It would devalue the dollar some, which cheats everybody. But at least we'd be cheating ourselves and getting something up front. Then at least there's some benefit. And you can debate economically whether that's good or not.
Right.
You keep doing it, though, you become Mexico with the peso. See the economics?
Right.
Instead, they create inflation, food prices going up, everything going up. That hurts the little people, raise taxes on the little people with the carbon taxes and the payroll taxes and Obamacare, and making people get their hours cut under Obamacare. That's all Obamacare and death panels. Right. They sit there and lie and say it's not in the bill when it is. Now it all goes through. It's just starting to hit. That's beyond lying. That is so cold-blooded because they could have just given people money.
Right. Like he did when he gave us all those Obama checks. On income tax, you got Obama check. That wasn't Clinton. That was Obama, you know? And I tell anybody, when I worked for him, whose phone you on? Obama. We didn't know no better. That's just like if when Clinton gave us the phones, he was gone out of president. Obama got all that picture. You know, when you go into projects in Cleveland, I'm going for Aronomy. For what? Whose phone you on in the projects and ain't got no cell phone? Obama?
By the way, I remember when I got a check for like $300, a tax return. It was a special tax return. I should have done a show on that. This is like in 2003 or something. And it said, the president has directed this check out of the whatever fund. Mm-hmm. And it was literally saying Bush had given me a check. That's the Republicans adopting Democratic tactics.
Right.
What did your check say when they said it was an Obama check?
My check straight said Obama. Obama fund. Never mess with a food stamp. I worked there almost three months. Never said a food money or anything.
But again, see, they do that knowing that the average working person gets a check for a couple $100, and they think, wow, they gave me this. Meanwhile, they're cutting your hours. They're devaluing your dollar.
Dollars.
They're raising your payroll taxes. All the stuff hidden. You don't know why the check's getting smaller because it's all technical.
Right.
Now, is that evil?
That's evil.
I want you to look at that camera. Obama phone lady right there. Let's go full screen to her, guys.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to look at that camera, and I want you to just whatever you have to say. Because did I talk to you before you came on air today?
No, I haven't even seen you. Right. I'm telling you what I feel from the bottom.
No, but I'm serious because, I mean, I saw you for 30 seconds during a break, gave you a hug.
No,
we've not talked about what you're going to talk about.
No.
We should because we get to more points, but these are so unscripted. But you've got the floor. What do you want to guarantee the Democratic top folks will watch this? What do you want to say to Obama?
I want to say this to you, Obama. I'm Michelle Dowry, right up under your wife on the internet. I don't know nothing, but the day when I leave, I'm going to have a phone so I can look at it myself because I never check my emails or anything. Whoopi Goldberg want me on the show. A couple of them want me out. But I want to say one thing. When I hustled and worked for you, you told me yourself that I would get a check back. I will get this. You said I'll get my check back because I got a 12 and a 17, and I went to the shelter before I live where I live now. Thank God for Alex and seeing how to live because I couldn't live with the money. The money you gave me, I knew heights. I went and bought a house and got a house now, and it was a condemned house. I didn't have no money to fix it. I own a home and still lived in the shelter because I couldn't make it. Now I got a job making $8.50 an hour, 15-20 hours a week. That's no money, $150 for two kids. But I really do believe if I was getting a welfare check once a month and I'm working, I can make it. Because the rent, light, and gas take care of what Obama checked that welfare check would have did for me. And now I'm not getting it. And you've been in president a couple of years. I haven't seen any too much changes because I'm on welfare. And by me getting a part-time job, quote unquote, I'm still eligible for my care source from the welfare, free of no charge. Me, my daughter, and my son. Glasses, medical, all that's taken care of. I'm talking about cash to pay my rent, to buy toilet tissue and things that I need. It's been hard. I just think that keep praying to God and me telling the real thing, because first of all, whatever I do, I'm going to give to God, because it's a blessing for Alex Jones to call me back and put me on the show to tell the real. Because everything you said, I haven't seen it yet. You know, I did see you give medical. A couple streets in Cleveland are newer, but I really haven't seen it, you know. And I see people struggling like me for years and years and years and years. That's why I always, when I got off of the streets and drugs, I turned my life to God. God did this for me. Not Obama, not Alex Jones. God did this. And I really do hurt from what you did to me because I thought you were going to do more. especially when I got over 9 or 10 million viewers right up under Michelle Obama, and you didn't even email me or you didn't even call me and say, thanks for the work you've done.
You know? All right, Michelle, stay there. We're going to come back, and we're going to take some phone calls, but I want to elaborate. See, this is the mindset they've brought everybody up in, that the president can give you things and it help you. But if he starts doing that to enough people, the country will collapse because no one's producing. We'll be back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey, this is Steve Sanchez. Worried about the Wall Street Casino? Yeah, me too. Wondering when the stock market is going to collapse? You probably want answers, but you know you can't trust the global elite. Well, my good friend Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, has created a DVD set called The Millionaire Black Box. And for a limited time, you get free access. Call 1-800-259-3131. Find out how the global elite invests without having to deal with the global elite themselves. 1-800-259-3131. 1-800-259-3131.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. Criminals know that your wooden door frames are weak and your alarm system can't keep them out. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and alarm systems can't prevent forced entry. Harden your door and door jam with a Door Sentinel. Protect your home now at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com for a special limited time offer. The Door Sentinel, your home's first line of defense.
I don't know what it is. Ralph just won't pay any attention to me. When he comes home from work, all he ever does is play video games and go to sleep. It's like I don't even exist.
Oh, Betty, that's just awful.
Does this seem familiar? If the answer to this question is yes, then listen carefully. Toxic pesticides, GMO foods and additives, BPA plastics, contaminated water supplies. Many of these toxic additives are deliberately engineered to attack and weaken human masculinity. It's part of the eugenics population control movement. Look it up. If men are more interested in online gaming than they are in their wives, a serious population crisis is soon to follow. Energize the man in your life with Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com. It's designed to aid the body in ways that help invigorate your natural systems without artificial testosterone, completely free of GMOs, harmful additives, gluten, and is made right here in the USA. Get your Super Male Vitality right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
For those that don't know, part of the Obama deception, too, is we're going to go.
War on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Yes, it is Alex Jones. Only I can interrupt myself and everyone else. Part of Obama deception, too, is we are traveling to these inner city areas. Fort Whites, Blacks, you name it. I think Appalachians, too. To show what life under welfare is really like. Now, listen, you broke down and were crying. I know you're nervous on air, but really, I want to hear your true words about how you said you feel betrayed. You were crying in here during the break. You were talking about how you were praying that, I mean, repeat what you said. That was extremely powerful, but of course it wasn't on air. I told you, please stop crying, and it was real. So just go ahead again and go back to that feeling, what you just told me, then we're going to phone calls.
Okay.
Obama phone lady in studio, Michelle Dowery from Cleveland, Ohio.
Well, like you were saying, Alex, to be honest with you, my husband and his family have went to Alabama. And by me, I've been at Cleveland Clinic maybe not even 90 days, so I couldn't take a week off yet. I just got my 90 days and I requested to come to the show. by they looking at my Obama phone on the phone, knew I wasn't lying. She went on and gave me till next Thursday. But as I was saying that, I felt some type of way. Here I am. My family's going to Alabama. I never drove and went there. I wanted to go, but some things you just can't do. So I didn't go. I stayed at home.
But tell the whole story. There's like 15 people in a van going to see the great grandma. Exactly what you said earlier.
Okay, so Harvey and his family had went to Alabama. They had a van that his sister had bought from an auction, like 15 or a couple thousand, and it took them all the way there by praying, and they made it there, and it was like 20 people in what, 15 people and 20 people in one van. It only holds 9, but they put extra. So they rode to Alabama, and I really wanted to go, and I couldn't go because I just got the job making 850, maybe 15 or 20 hours a week. So I said, no, I ain't, because a big sign is they have my job 90 days before you take off and give a request. You got to get your 90 days or whatever. So I didn't go, and I was praying, oh God, help me. I want to go travel. I need a break. I got like 5 kids, four young men and one daughter, 17-year-old daughter, 12-year-old son, 23, 25, and 21, and Harvey and my life. So I was stressed. I wanted to go on a vacation, and I prayed, God, help me, God. And I got off of work, and I got a phone call. We want you back on the island. I was like, see, there is a God. God, yes, God.
But listen, I'm sure it was God, and that's very sweet. But again, this is a mentality across America now, and this is a mentality that sociologists have seen developed in countries where it's socialist, where they only give enough money so you can barely survive, and they want people poor, under Cloward and Piven, and Agenda 21, I can show you all the documents. Like, we should show her those on a big screen later for the film and let her read for herself where they say it, to control you.
Yeah.
They don't want to give you money early on to build you up to be successful unless you end up being high level in their system. For the general public, they want you at subsistence level to control you. And then you're hoping the lottery ticket, or you're hoping the insurance money, or you're hoping exactly. But to me, it's very sweet, but also very uncomfortable to feel like people are totally counting on me, other than my family and folks. That's why listeners call in and thank me for this and that. I'm like, no, I'm just trying to live in a free country. Don't thank me. This is self-preservation. So it's very sweet you're saying that. But see, in a true free market society, and the type of culture we had, even for black folks under the evils of segregation, the aggregate numbers are there that blacks, on average, had about 3-4 times the money you do now. There was almost no illegitimacy. There was almost no imprisonment. In fact, blacks statistically had a lot of lower crime rates and things than even many white areas. That's all been flipped now under government. So here's the fact. Collectivism and welfare in the great society was created by Lyndon Baines Johnson and the Ku Klux Klan.
Yeah.
This is all declassified, on record, to annihilate the black community that had been oppressed, but it made you stronger. Nietzsche said, that which doesn't kill you makes you stronger. It's true.
It did.
Okay, I got beat up a lot when I was a kid. I'm meaner than hell. The whole point, that's a good thing, to be strong. So the larger issue is the oppression of blacks made them own their own businesses, their own hotels, their own things, and wear suits and ties and be dignified and say, we're going to show you how good we are. We don't need you. But see, the hand shot out from the Ku Klux Klan and LBJ on record, the letters are public. Mm. And now, what has big government done to people, period?
Railroaders. Really?
Now, but see, if they had a guy on a white sheet, they couldn't sell it. Planned Parenthood, do you know who founded that?
Black people. Planned Parenthood?
Well, it was founded for black people. You're right, but not by them.
All right.
Planned Parenthood was founded by a lady who got awards from Adolf Hitler.
Oh, okay. I knew it was a catch to it, because you can only go in Planned Parenthood if you low minority, right? You don't need medical or anything for Planned Parenthood. You just sign your name and they'll help you, right?
Yeah, and their argument is there's all these poor people, let's kill them before they're born. But they set up a system to make you poor and to make you destitute.
Right.
The black people, on average, weren't like that in 1930, 1940.
No.
So they're pretty smart, aren't they?
Yeah, they are.
Now, they call themselves liberal Democrats. And they run the country. The Republicans basically just work for them.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, see, back in the day, I always thought the Republican did everything. But, no, they just run it to get it there, and then they're gone, right?
Yes.
That's what it is. Just
they act like they're opposition to the Democrats.
Right, but they just the catch.
It's called full-spectrum dominance.
Oh, okay.
You know what? I think while you're here with us the next 4 days, we're going to show you the documents and the video on LBJ, on everything. And we're going to go to these calls. We're going to Phil right now. But specifically, give me your honest response. What do you think of what I'm saying here?
Honestly, I just think it was a scam, like when I did what I did. It wasn't for Obama. It was for Clinton. Clinton got us the phones, but by me saying what I said, what got the votes. And now that it got the votes, you're in president. I haven't seen nothing change too much. Medical, couple streets new. You know, what about these my nieces and them that still don't get a check in their babies?
But the people working in Cleveland paid for those streets.
Right. They paid for those streets. But still, though, I believe that he gave them, they opened some doors for more jobs. Because the streets were raggedy as I don't know what. Houses, there's so many abandoned. And now you see the streets are getting a little bit better. You know, even myself, I got a job now, $8.50 an hour. I was working, making $15. I dropped from $15 to $8.50. I got a job, though.
Did you, last time you were here, you had the maid job, and you said you noticed that payroll tax went up.
That payroll tax, I was working 40 hours and still getting a check like a $200-something. I wasn't seeing it. Now I'm working 20 hours. I make a little bit, $8.50 an hour. Back then, I think I was making like $7.10. So now I'm making $8.50 an hour.
Yeah, I don't know how you do it. I mean, medium grade hamburger meat's like
$10. It's hard. It's a struggle. It really is. And by me struggling like I've been struggling, I even went and applied for better jobs. I don't have any felonies. I don't have no.
What happened to the house, the condemned house you were able to buy?
I bought it.
Still got it?
Yeah, I bought it. Me and Harvey purchased it.
And you're now being able to
live in it.
You're now being able to fix it up.
First we lived in it and we couldn't stay in it because we didn't have the money to fix it. Because when we bought it, you don't see what you buy. But we bought it and needed floors, it needed pipes. Now you don't even use pipes. You just use this plastic stuff, red and blue. Thank God for Harvey, the plumber, because he fixed it where we could live in it. We couldn't pay $600.
Yeah, but I think it's important for the average person out there to realize how poor folks are living out there.
They are, really.
And also, living on welfare is...
Where I live now in Cleveland is the poorest you can get. I live right by 55th, right where out of way, where all those kids is missing, 16, 9-year-olds. They haven't seen since July 9th. No police. If it is, you got to call them. They might come 20 minutes later. They done killed the person and ran. They got away, you know? Crime rate.
What do you think of them shipping in millions of illegal aliens with criminal records?
I think that sucks, too. Here we is here. You talking about, you say, what you call them?
Illegals.
Yeah. And I was just in jail with them people. They've been in jail over a year. No one's seen them, but you should sit and rot because you came to our country and you did what you did. You don't have a name like I got a name, and they can hold you in jail a year. I think that's illegal. But you got to suffer. I'm in here, and I ain't stealing and doing that, and I still got it bad.
Why'd you end up going to jail?
I went to jail for traffic. A traffic ticket I had since 83.
No, I understand.
I mean, the judge told me that the traffic ticket is now over $2,000. This is 83. I ain't been caught since 83, and it's 2014. You better throw that out.
So you got a traffic violation in 83, and they came with a warrant and grabbed you?
No, I was in the car, and they asked me my name, and they took me to jail, back to Bedford. I did the 10 days. Right now, if you call Bedford, they'll still tell you all the money, and I did 10 days.
Well, that's another thing I noticed. The system's so corrupt now.
They so corrupted in Cleveland. They got a town there that I grew my 5 kids up with. Low. Back then, they had Section 8. I lived with Section 8 to pay $1,200.
But see, if the government was trying to help a lady who hadn't been in with the law since 1983, and it was for some traffic stuff, they would follow the law and say time served. But no, see, they're going to keep getting
they
you
get
over and over
and over.
But see, I thought the government was going to help you.
He ain't helped me yet. He ain't helped me yet. And one thing about it is, Obama, I just knew he was going to look out for me. My name is Michelle, same as your wife. I'm right up under you. And when she and her kids look at Michelle Obama, they look at Michelle Obama phone lady.
Oh, you're saying on Facebook or something? You saw yourself
right now? I don't know about the internet. That's what I told you. When I leave today, I want a phone so I can get on the internet.
Well, let me tell you how this works. They mail people postcards that donate that say, hi, I'm Obama, I'm your friend, and it has a signature. And I talk to Democrats, and they go, no, he knows me, he likes me. It's all meant to manipulate nice people like you. Republicans do this, too. They frame the Republican cards they get in their house. They really believe it was signed by George W. Bush. It's all designed to manipulate sweet people.
Right.
All frauds.
Right, but nothing was fraud about you. I didn't come to see somebody. I came to see Alex Jones, the man who sent for me. So the same thing with Obama. If Obama would have sent for me, I would have gone to see Obama.
No, I know. You want
recognition of what I did.
I understand all that, but
I don't want to say, I'm not going to say, like, I am going to say it was bad business. That's all. Bad business. That's just like you, Alex Jones. If I could come to Texas and I put on the radio station, Alex Jones, and we're here live in Texas, Austin, Texas. And I get all these, all of a sudden I'm on the radio and it's flying up red. Hey, we got to keep her. I need this. You know what I'm saying? Same thing with Obama.
Well, we're going to sit John Bowne and Josh Owens up there to interview you, show your house, what you go through for a couple days. And then I said, I think we gave you a phone, didn't we?
You didn't give me a phone. I'm going to do it this time.
I'm in a camera. I think it was a camera.
You didn't give me that, Nate?
All right, well, I told them to give you a camera.
They didn't.
Okay, well, we're going to get you a camera so that you can shoot video and stuff and then maybe do some correspondent work with us. The issue is we get so busy that I can't manage all that.
Right. I know you're busy.
And then I don't want to make offers that I can't live up to.
Right.
Because I always do what I say I'm going to do, even if it's late. So we'll talk about that. I want to go to some phone calls here with you. Again, the on-air stuff, folks, is just a sidebar to her being here for the film. We're going to take her out shooting. We're going to take her to Barton Springs someday in the next few days.
Hey, yeah.
And we're going to try to experience what it's like and to humanize the people that are being gamed by the eugenicists that pose as liberals, the ultra-fascists. And I will tell you this before we go to Phil, and we're going to him. The globalists are scientific technicians studying human psychology on record. And they're preying on you just like a Bengal tiger would prey on a villager in India.
Mm.
So I need you to recognize that the Democratic Party on record wishes you were never born.
That's what they said. They said that.
Oh,
because they said I messed up. But I don't think I messed up. In my book, I'm not seeing I messed up.
Oh, wait a minute. They've told you they're mad you came on?
Care, I'm going from my heart. That's where I'm going. What's right? You wasn't there.
Okay, I didn't know that. After we go to take this call and go to break, we'll do a little bit of overdrive. We're gonna come back and have you continue. But I didn't know you had repercussions from coming on the show.
No, I don't. But people do.
No, I know. But I mean, folks, you'll tell us after the break. Let's go to some calls. Phil, recap because you were on earlier. Recap your story and then finish up with what happened. And then I want to get Obama Phones Lady, her take on that, sir. Thanks for holding, Phil, and FEMA Region 3. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for having me back. Michelle, awesome stories. I'll do my best to kind of weave mine into yours because it's all the same. It's about control.
Right. You
know? So anyway, as I said, it took me forever after I got out of the military to get an appointment, to get in, to eventually get some level of care. They put me on, Alex, it sounds like you know a lot more than I do about exactly the type of drugs and what they do. But yeah, you know, so I was on them for 3-4 months, had a follow-up appointment and a prescription refill, and they canceled both on me. So I went from building up on this medication that's designed to help you feel better to completely coming off it. And I mean, I noticed the next few weeks I was kind of cognizant of the way I was feeling due to that.
Mm. That's how they get you.
Well, for those that don't know, it's in the indications on the serotonin reuptake inhibitors, the psychotropics, that there's a good chance you're going to go completely crazy and jump out a window or drive crazy or kill people if you go off those drugs immediately.
Right.
The one thing you don't do is go off them immediately. Thank God that didn't happen with you, sir. But you were saying the VA just didn't even care, put you on them, and then took you right off of them.
Yeah, and I didn't even get a follow-up appointment. I mean, I have other issues that it's the same kind of deal, but I feel like this one's a
Joe
little bit
Biggs
more
every week gets called into the VA in Austin, and they always reset him another appointment.
They don't want to give them more medicine.
They're fighting over.
That's a new thing now. They want to wing us off of that.
They won't stick. He wants them to stick a scope down his throat and find out why he's coughing blood up.
Yeah, I've heard. I mean, and he's suffered far worse than most.
He served for the military, right? He's a VA. That's the one in VA?
Yeah, absolutely. Phil, I'm going to stop interrupting you. Go ahead and tell your story.
Yeah, well, just one quick thing. So, and I'd love to get one of my buddies to get a recorder in there and get this for you firsthand. On your way out of the military, they do a class where you call TAPS. I can't remember what it stands for, but it's basically a transitional program, how to help you out looking for jobs, writing a resume, and getting your VA benefits. So I go in there, and I'm concerned because there's some things wrong with me since I was in. And the guy's up there saying, hey, you can tell me you have ringing in your ears. There's no way to prove you can't. You can go in there and get tested for sleep apnea and carpal tunnel and all this stuff that you can't prove just to get a check. So it's bad enough they're doing it to people like Michelle to keep them down, but now they're taking, you know, guys and gals that at one time had a real fire in their heart, and they're trying to beat them down and make them dependent too, and, you know, make them dependent on their little measly VA check every month. And they're, you know, sole source of substance, and it's ridiculous. So, Alex, I'm going to see if I can get one of my buddies on the way out to go in and record this stuff for you and get it to you.
Incredible. Go ahead.
When I got up and left. When they got to that point there.
I want to hear more. We're going to come back to you. We're going to do 30 minutes overdrive. We'll get to Tyler, Dr. McCoy, Michael, Joel, everybody. But stay there, Phil. I want you to finish your story.
This hour brought to you by InfidelBodyArmor.com. When it hits the fan, don't be left without the body armor that will save your life. With prices starting at just $374.99 and ships free. Get yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Gain your independence all this month. Emergency Essentials will help you prepare with our biggest Mountain House sale ever. Now through July 31st, save up to 50% on every Mountain House can in stock. Mountain House food is the premier solution for your long-term storage. The freeze-dried lasagna is only $17.49, and the pasta primavera is only $18.49. Shop Emergency Essentials right now at BePrepared.com for the lowest prices in the country. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring, and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
cause he rules the earth. He can do with it as he pleases. And if things don't change soon, he will. For a man has invented his doom. First step was touching the moon. Now there's a woman.
We're doing Overdrive. Some stations carry the fourth hour because I used to do the fourth hour live. Now we only do it occasionally. Some stations carry it, others don't. Infowars.com/show to find the free audio video feeds or become a PrisonPlanet.tv member. I want to thank all you that are members. Then you don't just get that free feed. You get the nightly news, the films, and so much more. So I can hire reporters, so I can pay to get people flown here to be interviewed, so we can build a real media organization. You know, poor Michelle doesn't even have a bank account. We had to basically help her get a check I wrote her for her expenses cash last time. This is the opposite of how I want people to live, but we've had Bilderberg Group member connections that say that they'll get angry and say, there shouldn't be 1,000 people protesting us in Switzerland. We need to shut down the economy so that they don't have money to be here. Oligarchs instinctively know to make you poor to control you. And then when they give you a little bit, you think that they're helping you. They use the education system to dumb people down. Michelle, what I'm telling you is I don't want to see you dead.
Oh.
And I know that you're like, okay, well, tell me something I don't know. When I said the Democrats wish you were never born, I don't mean they're mad at you, which you've now told me they are. We're going to talk about that in the next hour after calls, for going public and speaking out against Obama when you were here last year. I know you're kind of scared to do it now. That I'm saying they wanted to kill you in the womb. But because they couldn't kill you in the womb, they've tried to kill your dreams, kill your future, kill your education, to where all you know is to try to navigate their system for crumbs. When I guarantee you, if you were given a business, I've been down to the Caribbean. You go to places that are free market, where the people own their own businesses that are native to there, that were brought there as slaves to be sugarcane plantation people. They're just like an entrepreneur, executive white person or Hispanic or somebody that owns a business. They're just as slick, just as smart, just as happy, just as affluent, just as fun to hang out with. You take black Americans, especially, that are put in this welfare system, it absolutely destroys people. And that's what I'm just being point blank with you.
True.
And so the reason I'm talking about all this is to point out that this is bondage. I mean, do you agree with me that this welfare system and this government culture is a new form of slavery?
Yes, I really do agree, because back in the day it wasn't like this. I'm one of the examples. I got a 25. He's a VA social worker. Like we were talking, he's a VA social worker. I sent him to college. He went to Hiram. One thing about it is I got a check. I got food stamps. I had the rent assistance. My rent was $1,200. I didn't pay a dime. They gave me $200 every month.
That was the old system, though.
That's the old system. That was before Obama even got in. I was on Section 8, $1,200 a month for rent. I didn't pay a dime, plus they gave me $200 to pay my light and gas. This was five kids.
But don't you see that they can only take it all away with a black president? Imagine if a white president was doing that.
Hey, you know, I hate to say this.
Go ahead and say it. Don't be afraid.
When I was standing there with Aronimy and illiterate, I'm admitting that I was illiterate because I didn't know no better. They reel like a fishing rod. They reel you in. Because when I was protesting for Obama and making the $15, the other side over there with Aronimy, they were at $20. See what I'm saying? Then Aronimy had told them people what he was going to do. I don't know what he told them. But when Aronimy pulled up, I was against Aronimy because I had listened to what Obama said he was going to do. And this is who I was working for. They went and got all of us people that were on welfare, didn't have no job, no felons, you can get a job. I could take you down there, sign your name, which I...
Hold on, we got to go to break. We're going to come back with Phil, and I promise, go to Tyler, Dr. McCoy, Michael, Joel, and others. Overdrive starts.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Edward Grew. It took me 20 years of searching the globe to find the deposit of the highest purity iodine available. The new Survival Shield X2
is mined from 7 to 10,000 feet below the earth in pristine, environmentally clean conditions. The iodine crystals we use are extracted from an ancient 300 million plus year old deposit deep in the earth. It's the strongest nascent iodine on the market today. It delivers 650 micrograms per drop. Experience the new formula. Experience the ancient purity. Shield your family. Survival Shield X2, available now at InfoWarsLife.com.
X2 from InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.